Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Pat Flynn, and welcome to episode 55 of Ask Pat. I'm so happy because a lot of you have been asking some wonderful questions over at AskPat.com, and I can't wait to answer today's question from Jeff. But before we get to that, I want to talk about our sponsor, a brand new sponsor for the show, and I'm very, very happy to have these guys on board. This is Personal Capital. This is a tool that you can use, a free and secure tool. What else could you want? Free and secure to help you manage and keep track of all the different accounts that you have, from bank accounts to retirement accounts and all those different things, all in one place. And I love the dashboard and how easy it is to use. And also, again, like I said, it's free. So you don't have to pay someone to manage all those things for you. Brings it all into one single screen on your computer or tablet or phone or whatever. I've been using it. I love it. If you go to personalcapital.com/askpat, you'll be able to organize and set up your account in minutes, and it'll pay big dividends for you. Again, personalcapital.com/askpat. Thanks to the guys over at Personal Capital. I love it. Now, today's question from Jeff is a great question because a lot of you are in this position. You have a day job, but you also want to do something else on the side. So let's hear from Jeff about exactly what he wants to do on the side and what he wants to do with his name when also working another job. So let's get to Jeff's question right now.
Hi, Pat. Jeff Waters here in Rhode Island. I'd like to hear your thoughts on anonymity. Quick shout out first to Anthony Fasano of EngineeringCareerCoach.com for turning me on to Ask Pat. Great show. So I'm considering a project focused on information products to teach engineers about making a career jump to software technical sales in the CAE, computer aided engineering space. Pretty extreme niche, I'd say. I have 2 decades of experience in this field, and more importantly, I've got a huge network of friends who could join me for podcasts, blog posts, and stories in the ebook, etc. I'm not quitting my day job to do this. I'm just interested in sharing my knowledge, helping people, and trying out this smart passive income thing. So I'm okay putting my name on it, but I have no desire to become an internet celebrity. Would you recommend I do that or create a fake persona or character? Thanks.
Jeff, thank you so much for your question. And Anthony, if you're listening to this, thank you so much for sharing Ask Pat with Jeff. It's awesome. I love to hear when people share things like that with others. That's the best way to grow, right? I mean, I could tell people to listen to me, but when someone else does it for me, I mean, that's just so special. So thank you, Anthony. Now, Jeff, to answer your question, whether or not you should use your real name or sort of a pen name of sorts, it's up to you. It's really an internal decision that you have to make. Now, one thing that goes along with this and a lot of people consider is, hey, maybe if I don't use my real name, I won't have as much of an impact as I could if I did use my real name, or I might be seen as somebody who is just trying to hide something. And I think if you're completely honest with people who do question that, you have nothing to worry about. It's when you start to create a fake persona, when you are not being yourself, that's when you can get into trouble. Because when you create that content, people can read through it. And when you are someone you are not, and people sort of see that, that's trouble. You're asking for trouble. But there's nothing wrong with providing value, being you just happen to be known as somebody else. And I think personally, that's okay. I've used pen names on sites before, and primarily they were to protect my identity on certain sites that I didn't want Pat Flynn, who everybody knows, at least in the online space. I didn't want Pat Flynn connected to these sites. But, you know, a lot of people don't use their real name because they want to protect a current position that they have, or that, like Jeff, like you said, you don't want to be known as an internet celebrity. But I think even if you use a different name, that different name will become you, and you will become an internet celebrity. It just won't be your real name, and that's okay. Just something to think about, because maybe you should use your real name. Again, it's an internal decision you have to make, but you have to also ask yourself, well, why aren't I comfortable using my real name? I mean, you're going to become known as somebody, and that person is going to hopefully grow and become somebody influential. Why not you, Jeff? Again, just questioning what's going on here, talking about both sides of the coin. But I also want to mention there are a number of sites out there that I follow that I'm a huge fan of, or become a huge fan of, that at first or still have remained anonymous as far as the author or person behind that blog. The Blog Tyrant, there's and these next ones are personal finance blogs, because I used to read a lot of personal finance blogs when I was still working 9 to 5. But there's a woman, she's known as Silicon Valley Blogger. There was a guy who wrote at mymoneyblog.com who, he doesn't even call himself anything. He's just, this is my blog and this is what I do. And actually that blog was super influential to me, because that person created net worth reports. Every month that person would write a report sharing his net worth and how it went up, how it went down, what investments were made. And that is what actually gave me the inspiration to do my monthly income reports. That's where I got the idea. So big credit to the writer behind mymoneyblog.com. There's also Mr. Money Mustache, which is an incredibly successful personal finance blog now. You know, just he's known as Mr. Money Mustache, Triple M. But he's been able to provide so much value and help people, help me. And I think when you can just provide value and you're real, you are being you. You just happen to be perhaps using another name or some sort of pseudonym like Mr. Money Mustache, it's okay. It is okay. So Jeff, I think that's a question that you're going to have to answer yourself. And again, on both sides, well, why not be Jeff? But also, should you have to be Jeff? No, you don't have to be Jeff in order to change other people's lives. Again, you have to be cautious when you are not being the real you. Now, I will say for podcasts specifically, you are obviously going to be using your voice. And I think a podcast as a side project is a great, great move, especially just to sort of dip your feet in this water. But you're going to have to use your real voice. You're going to have to talk to guests and have them on your show. And for those people, you want to be completely honest. I think I would say, hey, my name is Jeff. I'm known as this person online. I'm just, you know, just be completely honest. I'm doing it because I don't want to connect my real name to this, but I am here to provide value. Thank you for coming on the show. This is how we can provide value to the audience together. Now, there will be some people, perhaps, who might say, hey, man, why don't you use your real name? And, you know, if you use another sort of regular-looking name, that's okay. People probably won't ask you. But if you use something like Blog Tyrant or Mr. Money Mustache, for example, somebody might say, hey, what's your real name? What are you trying to hide? Well, again, you just want to be completely honest with those people. And, of course, if you provide massive value and people are still saying that, you don't want those people in your audience anyway. So just boot them out. Don't even pay attention to them. They're not worth your time. You have so many other people in your audience who are going to appreciate what you do no matter what your name is or what name you use. So Jeff, I'm going to end it there. Thank you so much for your question today. And an Ask Pat t-shirt is headed your way very soon. For those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here in the show, head on over to askpat.com. And as a reminder, today's show is brought to you by a brand new sponsor who I'm just really excited to work with. This is Personal Capital. If you go to personalcapital.com, head on over there right now. You'll be able to sign up for a free account and be able to see all of your accounts in one place and be able to easily manage that. Again, less fees, more G's. That's their tagline, and I love that. So you can sign on, quick setup, get a clear view of everything you own. Again, that's personalcapital.com/askpat. Thank you so much. And as always, I end it with a quote, and this is a Pat Flynn original, which pop up from time to time here on askpat.com. And this is one that obviously relates to today's episode. That is, not sharing your real name is different than not sharing your real self. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.